In continuing our theme of evaluating our finances, another part of evaluating is evaluating our mind, which is why I wanted to bring back this episode from way back for a replay. Just like last week's replay, I give you some insights at the end of the episode on how my thoughts may or may not have changed in some updates. Enjoy. Yes, you are here. Bienvenida to the Her Dinero Matters podcast, a mixed language podcast hosted by me, Jen Hemphill, to help you become the reina of your money and love your dinero more. If you are needing some inspiration and encouragement at this very moment, you have come to the right place. Gracias por compartir este tiempo conmigo. Now let's jump in to today's dose of money confidence. Well, hello there. Bienvenida. And I appreciate you being here, whether you're taking your dog out for a walk right now, or maybe your cat. And yes, I have a specific friend that takes out her cat out for walks. And that may be you too. Or maybe you're doing dishes, cooking, whatever you're doing. I really want to thank you for being here. I know there's so many podcasts to choose from, so I don't take it for granted that you have chosen to spend some of your valuable time with me today. Now, I got to celebrate something with you this week. This is our second month into the Her Money Matters podcast. That is amazing. And this is the 12th episode. And honestly, I have to tell you, I feel like I'm more on the receiving end of this because your kind words, your emails, your reviews, your feedback, the awesome guests, all of this makes me feel this way. And feeling this way just naturally makes me work harder for you to try to balance this. So you're the one more on the receiving end. After all, that's what it's all about, which reminds me, if you haven't grabbed your Jumpstart Your Money mini guide, you can easily grab this by just going to the show notes, which are at jenhemphill.com/12 for episode 12. That's today's episode. And it'll tell you to put your email and you'll automatically go and download your mini guide. So I know we got a little fancy over here, but I figure I'd make your life easier this way. Now, if this is the first time that you are hearing about this freebie, which is the Jumpstart Your Money mini guide, basically what it is, it's a downloadable PDF where I help you start on your budget. So it gives you a clean slate and I help you do this without the overwhelm. Okay. So again, to grab this, all you have to do is simply go to today's show notes, which are at jenhemphill.com/12. So that it is it. That is easy as that. And speaking of feeling like I'm more on the receiving end in this podcasting journey, I received this message, really sweet message recently that I want to share with you. It read, "Hi, Jen, just a short note to let you know that your podcasts are very informative. Originally, I thought, I know this, I do this, and wondered if there was more to learn. After having listened to your podcast about savings and holiday saving," which I think she means the traveling, when I talked about the traveling savings, which are episodes 6 and 8, "I feel like I'm learning for you. So thank you for sharing. Best wishes, Karen." So thanks, Karen, for those sweet words. I hope that you continue to learn from me and listen. Now let's go on and move on to today's topic. I know it's not a surprise for you to hear people say, or maybe you, "I can't afford this," or "we can't afford this." I mean, really think about it. When was the last time you heard it, or better yet, said it? Think about that for a moment. It's really been bothering me lately, as I've heard it recently quite a bit, because I've been there. I've heard it. I've said it. I've even believed it for a while, but I've changed it around and I genuinely want this for you. So if this is a common phrase in your life, there's so much that can change for you like it has for me. Today, I'm going to be sharing you 3 tweaks that you can make to start affording whatever it is you want. Maybe those vacations that you haven't gone on that you've been wanting to take, maybe a mini shopping spree if that's what you like, more massages or starting taking massages, whatever floats your boat, whatever gets you excited and touches a special part of your soul. Tweak number one is a mind makeover. So this is all about your mindset. So let's break down the I can't afford this phrase and let's peel the layers. Okay, you game? Now I heard yes, and I know that's kind of amazing what I can hear when I'm recording before you hear it. Those are some pretty amazing superpowers, right? So let's talk about why you are saying this. What is going on in your brain when you hear this or say this? Is it fear or maybe something similar? What are you feeding your brain? What other thoughts are you having or things are you saying that is leading you to think that you can't afford something? Think about it. Feeding your brain junk will make your mind spit out junk. It's as simple as that. So let's think about a Monday, because Mondays are known to be quote unquote with all bad things happen, right? So let's say it's a Monday morning, you're a coffee drinker, you spill your coffee and you blame it on the case of the Mondays, right? Then next thing you know, you burn your breakfast and then you go outside. Or I don't know, you go to work or whatever it may be and you get caught outside. It's raining and you get caught out without an umbrella, which all this naturally in your brain confirms, oh, what a terrible Monday is just because it's Monday, right? So I'm not saying that positive thinking, if you were having positive thoughts, that this would change the course of those events, but it would change your perception it changes our perception and how we deal with it. Who knows if after you spilled your coffee, you thought maybe something about, I can't wait to see what's in store for the rest of the day because things are going to get better. What do you think would have happened? Again, if you're feeding your brain junk, just like junk food, it will spit out junk, okay? But if you're feeding your mind or your brain that you can afford X, Y, and Z, whatever that may be, your brain will naturally be hunting for ways to do it. That's how amazing and powerful our brain is. So we can get it to work for us or against us. It's going to do that either way. That's how powerful it is. Other ways that you can say you can afford this is via affirmations. So it can be anything about I live an abundant life, to money comes easy to me. There's just so many affirmations. You can create your own. You can Google them. You can go to Pinterest. You can find them anywhere. Just find some, maybe two to three that just suits you, that you feel that you really, really resonate with you and you like, and just keep those in mind, right? And say them and just randomly say them, read them, say them, whatever you got to do. But this is not the only tweak you need to make to be able to afford what you want. The second tweak you need to make is knowing your real numbers. Now, I'm not just talking about how much you make, but also how much you spend. People have no problem, thank goodness, knowing how much they make. But how much they spend is another matter. Is this you? If it is, like I said, you are not alone. So do you know your real numbers, your bottom line? And I'm not talking about guessing. I'm not, because guessing comes in terms of you've already, some people have already decided, I can't afford this. I'm talking about real calculations, whether you do it on paper, whether you take your calculator out, whatever the case may be. That's what I'm talking about. Now, doing a mind makeover, which was a tweak number one, plus knowing our real numbers, our bottom line, has really allowed us to live just on my husband's income. So I'm not telling you to impress you, but impress upon you. And what's a beautiful thing is being able to live just on that income. We are also able to save. Our significant portion of our savings comes from that income as well. And I tell all this also because it can be done. Okay. Whatever your goal is, it can be done. Maybe it's not that living on one income. Maybe there's other things that you have in mind. And it's not an overnight process by all means. I'm not going to tell you this is, you take a magical pill and boom, there you go. But it takes some work, but it is doable and it's not as hard as you think. This episode is brought to you by Financially Strong Latina La Membresía. Imagine having a space of like-minded mujeres to lean on for support, accountability, and to get those dinero questions answered. You have that and more with Financially Strong Latina La Membresía. You can check out the details of this monthly membership at jenhemphill.com/membership. Tell anybody I told you. We also have a private members only podcast in addition to all the wonderful benefits you get with this membership. So go check it out. Now, in episode number 14, we'll be digging deeper into knowing your numbers. So don't worry about that. Now let's go ahead and go on to tweak number 3, because you need your mindset makeover. You also need to know your real numbers. But tweak number 3 is all about celebrating wins every day, whether they're money related or not. So let me tell you a story about me. I'm a recovering perfectionist, and I can be extremely hard on myself, so much so that I've felt like I was getting nowhere at times. And that in itself caused all sorts of anxiety, stress on my relationship with my husband, moodiness, which kind of got taken out on the boys, not cool. And it's just not a good picture. So this happened for a while. And it took my husband actually one day to just sit me down and tell me, really kind of pretty much listed all out I've accomplished, right? He didn't write it down. He just spilled it out. And he just, it was a huge list. And it just made me realize, heck, you know, that's pretty darn good. And I have heard celebrate your wins, but honestly, I didn't do it. And I didn't get it until that day that my husband flushed out all sorts of things that I've accomplished. But naturally, and I'm sure you're guilty of this too, just as I've been, we're so focused on doing the next thing, accomplishing the next thing, that we tend to take for granted what we have already accomplished, which is precisely why we need to celebrate it. I read this quote recently that I love, that I wanted to share with you, and it's by Melody Beattie. And she says, "Gratitude makes sense of our past, brings peace for today, and creates a vision for tomorrow." And if you think about it, celebrating wins is really all about expressing gratitude, because when you express gratitude on what already happened, which makes today great no matter if you had a bad day, and then motivates you for the next day. When you say thank you to someone, they appreciate it. And if you think about it, they're more than likely to do something nice for you again, right? Expressing gratitude through wins is just opening up yourself for more good things to happen, because your higher power, whether it's God, the universe, whoever it is going to be appreciative and respond in a great way. Celebrating wins becomes like nutrient-dense food for your brain. And health people always talk about you need to eat good nutrient-dense foods, right? So celebrating those wins is like that. It's just like nutrient-dense food, but for your brain. So I'm going to tell you what I do to celebrate these wins. I wish I could tell you what really spurred this idea, because I'm always reading, I'm always reflecting, I'm all over the place. But it came to me one day that it'd be really cool, because I'm so visual, that I can celebrate these wins by writing them down on my wall calendar, so I can look at it and reflect on the accomplishments. And it really works, because I can see it. I'm not opening up a book or whatever. I can just look on the wall for that month. I even have the different months up as well. So that way, if I feel like, you know what, I haven't really accomplished much, I can look at the wall and see what I've all have accomplished, right? What I put on there, it can be anything, like I said, money related wins, or it doesn't have to be anything related to money. So maybe you finished reading a book, or maybe you made some extra money, or maybe you paid off a debt, or maybe your kids achieved something, Or maybe you got this really nice message, whatever it may be. And those are the type of ones that I've put on the wall calendar. And yes, I've missed some days naturally, but let me tell you what it's done for me by applying it this year. It's helped me refocus my mindset. So it's kind of like maintenance on that mindset makeover, right? Because sometimes your mind plays games with you and you got to maintain a great mindset. And it also helps negate, like kind of zero out any negative thoughts or those thoughts that shouldn't come in there. It also has helped that. And it also creates a domino effect, which allows your mind to focus and accomplish more. And it's become this automatic de-stressor and motivator. So that's what it's done for me. Today, I want you to challenge you just taking an action on one of those three tweaks, okay? So let's do the celebrating your wins. And I want you to take just a step further because at the end of the week, this is a step further. Just take at the end of the week or just the beginning of the new week, look at your wins and just write down the thoughts that come to mind as you review those wins. Maybe it's excitement, whatever the case may be, just write that down, okay? And that is a wrap for today. All right, this is me talking to you in the present, as in 2021, not back in 2015, when this was literally the 12th episode I had ever recorded. Dios mío, I hope I have gotten better over the years. And if you think I haven't, let's just keep quiet, okay? Let's keep that between you and you. Anyways, I'm joking around. Of course, I'm open to your feedback. Now, would I add anything to the three tweaks I shared? I'm still sticking to those tips for sure. All I would add, though, is to the mind makeover tweak. And that is to not be afraid to dream big and to not feel guilty for wanting more. We don't need to be apologizing. We take care of others, and it is perfectly fine to want big things for ourselves. It is definitely not selfish. An update for this replay is that mini guide that was mentioned no longer exists, but instead you can grab your free copy of the Daily Dinero Ritual at jenhemphill.com/dinero. Now, next week, we will continue with the replays, and this time it's about couponing. I'm not a big couponer, never have been, but I share or discuss the common mistake that is made with couponing that really doesn't typically with couponing, you are saving money, but there's a mistake a lot of people make, and I talk about that. So we will follow the same format as in the previous replays. I will give you an update on my thoughts on the topic. Maybe it has changed, maybe it hasn't. So you will have to see. So stay tuned for that episode. Eso es todo for this replay. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to tune into the show. You can check out the show notes at the original page, which is at jenhemphill.com/12. That way you can refer to everything you need from the show. And remember, being the reina of your money starts now simply by claiming it. I believe in you, and so should you. If you love this podcast, love this episode, I would love it if you share it with someone you care about. You never know what exactly a person is going through, and the simple act of sharing can change the direction of their financial life for the better. Bueno, pues, that is everything. Nos hablaremos el próximo jueves. Ciao.